The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about Instagram SEO and why it's more important than Instagram hashtags. First of all, of course, let's start with a definition of what the heck does SEO stand for. SEO, of course, stands for Search Engine Optimization. A lot of us are familiar that SEO is something that can be powerful for a website because we're used to Google being that search engine and having our website optimized to rank higher on Google. But there is a search engine that runs Instagram. It's that little search bar at the top of the Explore page. And if you can optimize your profile and optimize your content, as I'm going to talk about in today's episode, you will be more likely to show up in search when people are searching. You're going to be more likely to be discovered, more likely to be found, and of course, that leads to more eyeballs on your account and more followers for your business. Let's start by talking about hashtags. Hashtags are something that can help you grow on Instagram. However, they are no longer as effective as they used to be. Hashtags from day one have served the purpose of categorizing our posts. That's what hashtags were meant for. That's what they were designed and created for. And that's what their intended use has always been. To say to Instagram, to say to the computer that runs Instagram and the algorithms that run Instagram, hey, this post is about rock climbing, so I'm going to use hashtag rock climbing. Hey, this post is about cake baking, so I'm going to use hashtag bakery, whatever it may be. That's what hashtags were designed for. But in the early days of Instagram, people started to figure out that, hey, if I used specific hashtags, if I used hashtags that related to the post, hashtags that were popular within my community, hashtags that other people were looking at, I could kind of cheat the system a little bit and get my content seen intentionally by more people. And for years, this was working. This was really effective. But over the last few years, it's become less and less effective. That's because of a few reasons. Number one, there's just a lot more people posting on Instagram now. So there's a lot more fish trying to swim down that same river. So it's getting a little bit clogged up. Also, number two, Instagram started to recognize that people were trying to cheat the system and use hashtags for something that wasn't their intended original purpose. So they started to change the way hashtags worked and their effectiveness. And then just number three, and that's really what we're going to get to today, the Instagram algorithm is smart and it continues to learn. The artificial intelligence that runs Instagram is very intelligent and it continues to get smarter and smarter. And so the AI, the artificial intelligence, the algorithm no longer needs us to say hashtag rock climbing to know that your reel is about rock climbing. Now the computer is smart enough to look at the post, read through some of the things that we're going to talk about today and figure out, oh, this account posts about rock climbing. This account is in the baking niche. This account is in the home workout ideas for young moms area of Instagram. And so we should show this person's posts to more people who are interested in that. The algorithm is that smart now. It no longer needs us to tell it who we want to reach or what we're posting about. It can figure that stuff out for us. But of course, we can do our job to make it easier for the artificial intelligence to figure it out. And that's really what SEO or search engine optimization is all about. It's about making it easier for Instagram to show us to the right people, making it easier for those people to find us so that we can get discovered and grow our brand, grow our business on Instagram. So I'm going to share with you the seven areas of which you can focus to improve your Instagram SEO. The first area where you can use SEO on Instagram is in your bio. Any words that you place in your bio add to this categorization on Instagram. Any words that you type out in your bio, whether there's a hashtag in front of them or not, can be scanned by the algorithm and it can learn that that's what your content is about. The most important part of the bio is the name line. It's the bold text that shows up right below your profile picture. And in the past, Instagram has only allowed us to use 30 characters here. So we've been pretty limited with the words and phrases that we could write on this line. But it seems like Instagram is actually changing that right now. It might be a glitch. It might be something they're testing. But it looks like they're going to start allowing us to use up to 50 or even more characters in that name line. So again, that's the line that's bold text. It's right above your bio and right below your profile picture. And that is the most searchable area of your bio. Directly, any word that you place in that name line becomes searchable. So if I put hot potato in that name line and someone searches hot potato, they will find me. So I want you to think about what title would someone be looking up on Instagram that I would want to be a part of? Like what group, what title, what kind of coach, what kind of business do I want to be a part of when people search? And it's really important to get in the mindset of the person searching. I see people using fabulous fitness unicorn. That's great that you are a fabulous fitness unicorn, but are people really searching for that online? Probably not. They're probably looking for at-home workout routine. Are they searching for social media guru? Or more than likely, are they looking for Instagram coach? So let's get kind of general and let's use terms that maybe our grandma would know. Let's use the terms that would be searched for on that line. So that is the first area of SEO. The second area to focus on to improve your SEO on Instagram is the captions of your posts. Now, you don't need to, you know, write a bunch of keywords just randomly and jam them into your caption, but as you are writing your caption, whether you're telling a story or giving some tips or whatever, try to be mindful of the words you're using and try to, you know, put some keywords into those sentences. Try to include words in your captions that people might be searching for, or just include words in your caption that relate to your niche. And that should be pretty natural, pretty organic, but it's something to be mindful of. Number three is to include text on your actual content that relates to your niche or that has those keywords. So what I mean by this is, if you can put the word rock climbing on your video of you rock climbing, that's even better. Now, the algorithms are pretty smart. They can scan your images, and they do scan your images to figure out what's in them. But if you can put text on those images or text in those videos, it makes it even easier for these computers to do their job. Number four is to leave comments on other people's pages, specifically on other people's pages who are in your niche, and specifically using words that relate to your niche or that are keywords. And really, a lot of this just revolves around keywords. And I don't want you to get scared by keywords. Basically, a keyword in this definition of it, the way I'm using it today, is basically just a word that relates to your niche, a word that people might be searching for to find you, or a word that might be used to describe your account, your niche, or your business. So leaving comments on the accounts and the posts of other people in your niche, and specifically including words and sentences and phrases that relate to your niche, which again should be pretty easy to do and pretty organic, that is an area to focus. The fifth area of focus is pinning comments. So pinning comments is something you can do when someone comments on your post. If you slide their comment to the left with your finger, just slowly from right to left, it will reveal a little menu tab. And if you tap on the one that looks like a little thumbtack, a little pin, you can pin their comment. Basically, what that means is when other people go to the comments section, that pinned comment will show up first. So instead of just seeing all the comments that people have left, it will show up with that one at the very top. You can pin up to 3 comments per post. And when you pin comments that use keywords and that are relating to your niche and that are directly referring to the post, it can help the algorithm figure out what your post is all about. Number 6 thing to focus on is to respond to comments. And again, respond to comments, you guessed it, using keywords, using words and phrases that relate to your niche. And then number 7 is adding alt text. Now, this one might be a little bit tough to describe over podcast. If you're an Insta Clubber and you're listening right now, you can watch one of our Insta Club Hub lessons about alt text. But essentially, alt text was something that was created for people who have visual challenges on Instagram. And alt text basically reads your posts to them. So if I make a post about a birthday cake, I can write alt text and add and say something like, "This is me holding the birthday cake that I just baked." And then when someone who is visually challenged is scrolling through Instagram, if they can't see it as well, Instagram can basically have like a Siri type voice verbally read that alt text to them. So it's a way to consume visual content with an audio description. So you can also add alt text to your post that more accurately describes it. If you've never added alt text before, don't worry. Instagram has been automatically doing that for you. But again, like we've been talking about this whole time, if you can do Instagram's job for it, or you can make it a little bit easier on Instagram, you will benefit from that. So what I recommend doing, and this only works on non-videos and non-reels that you are posting to your feed. So if you're posting a picture or a text post or a carousel, something like that, then you can add alt text. And very simply, the way you'd go about doing that is right before posting, you're going to hit the little button that says Advanced Settings, and then you're going to tap on Alt Text, and then you'll be able to write alt text. Now, here's where a lot of people go wrong. They just start typing in a bunch of keywords into alt text as if it was hashtags. No, no, no. Alt text should be a description, a clear description of your post. You should try to be as vivid and descriptive as possible describing what is in your post. That will, A, most importantly, make your account more inclusive and make it more available to people who might be visually challenged. But also, it will help you from an algorithmic perspective by allowing Instagram to better categorize your posts. So again, to reiterate everything we've talked about today, hashtags are not dead, but they're not as useful as they once were. And that's because search engine optimization has grown to almost entirely replace them. So you should be mindful of SEO. You should be conscious of the keywords you're typing. Every word matters. Every character counts. So just be mindful of the different words, phrases, and things that you are adding to your posts and your bio. And that should improve your general discoverability on Instagram. As always, happy networking.
We love to share stories that inspire other entrepreneurs. So here's a quick clip from one of our Marketing Impact Academy success stories.
I had a fitness career that was had me on the road constantly. My husband does work full-time, but he's also my biggest fan and cheerleader. I was just hoping my business was going to thrive. And I didn't have a real solid system. I really didn't know what that meant. It was just putting things up on social media, hoping it would stick. And that was really an important time in our life because we just had a baby. I needed to be at home more and I needed to be present. And that's why I wanted the freedom of being an entrepreneur, but I didn't want it to take me away from the house. So when Marketing Impact Academy was released and it was launched, it was a no-brainer for us. Like, we were like, sign up right now. We need to learn what to do online fast. We dove in every single week. We did a module. I implemented what we needed to do, and we got a lot of things done in a short amount of time. And so it's helped us create systems, helped us learn how to market ourselves where we don't have to be present 24 hours a day. And residual income is happening. I was able to follow everything step by step, go back and rewatch anything that I needed to do. Our business has grown, and it has also created peace in our house. The community of Marketing Impact Academy is amazing. You'll be connected with so many people at the event alone, but the modules are amazing. So for us to be able to be in that community environment, and be surrounded by other people that were learning at the same pace as us, and just the value of getting feedback from others was amazing. Marketing Impact Academy is going to teach you so many things that you need to know in today's business and the ever-changing market. It's crazy to say this, but because of that, I am a successful entrepreneurial mom. I'm there for everything. I haven't missed a bath time, but most importantly, my husband and I have the life that we planned out and what we wanted from the beginning. We're so grateful and we're so thankful for all of that. You've got to just go with your gut feeling and go for it. It is going to change your business. It's going to change your life. Anybody that has a business or is looking to have a business, has an idea and wants to get it off the ground, Marketing Impact Academy is going to give you all of the tools and teach you everything from the ground up that you need. This course is worth more than a college degree, hands down.
If you're interested, go to marketingimpactacademy.com. We start this week with our amazing live workshops, where Shalene will be teaching, Brock will be teaching, even Brett will be teaching. They are going to be covering all the different aspects of business, so there's going to be a workshop just for you. Remember, go to marketingimpactacademy.com. The link can always be found below in the show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.